date. Enough I can take, enough is enough. I need food on my plate. Out on your own, friends are not home. Beginning to grow and moving our own. No change for taxi, no ticket for bus, no food security.
What? You can't do this. No.
We can. We will. We are Friday and not a day late.
But this is our work. How will I feed my family?
What's wrong with you? Huh? You can't understand English. I told you already. The council decided to move you to a nice place under the bridge. Shady, no time to beat down on your head all day like here. You should be happy.
People don't walk under the bridge. They walk over the bridge and then pass here. We won't get any customers.
Ha! Well, I guess you'll just have to change your marketing strategies. Won't you? Friday.
Last year, they moved us from the taxi rank here. Now again.
Nyati, you can't do this. You just can't. Esther, what will we do now? Shh, Elizabeth, I don't know.
Friday, you with all your piled up bananas and oranges, gone. And you and your cooking pots. Friday, the council has decided. And if you are still here, me and the squad will help you move you. Take your things away in the buggy and hold you to sales.
Hello, Elizabeth. I hope you remember me. What's happening here?
Friday. And if you're still here, we'll move you ourselves.
Elizabeth, what's happening? What's all the noise about?
What? Oh, sorry. The food isn't prepared, but it won't be long.
Remember, we spoke last week. I passed here on my way to campus. You said I could come to do my research project here with you about business of informal trade for my class.
What?
The research project. Oh, I know. It doesn't make much sense to me either. Why I would have to look at informal trade in a class on business? But it's part of a class project on local economy. But maybe this is a bad time.
Oh yes, I remember. Grace, is it? Sorry. But it really isn't a good time.
But I really need to do the research. And it's late to find a new place. I just need to observe, ask some questions. I won't be a bother, I promise.
Yeah, okay, fine. In fact, here's an apron. If we're closing up this week, I have to work extra hard to sell as much possible this week. Here's a knife. If you want to talk, best start chopping.
What? Me? I'm no market woman.
If you want to talk, you are today. Okay, rice is finished. Need two more boxes of tomatoes. How many onions left? 2, 4, 6. It's end of the month, so I can sell extra.
Eish, it was so hectic today. I barely asked you any questions for the research. So, what are you doing now? Planning your stock for tomorrow?
Yes, I need to get to the produce market very early.
You go to market even before you get here. That must be really early.
Gracie, my child, by the time you brush those pretty teeth of yours, we have already made our way to town, haggled over prices, and we are ready to feed the city.
And how many customers do you have on average? Was today a normal day?
Well, it's end of the month, so people have more money now. So it's a bit busy, and I still get a few customers in the afternoon. But lunch is really the busiest time.
And that's why I'm a late luncher. More room to spread my elbows, not all crushed up between the masses.
Hey, Maxi, welcome. But we all know it's Lizzie's undivided attention you were looking for.
I can't lie, it's true. If my angel refuses to go out for dinner with me, at least I can enjoy the pleasure of your company at lunch. Elizabeth, you haven't said a hello. Are you okay?
Max, no, not really, hey? They're moving us again. And just when my customers were really getting to know me.
Yeah, I did hear about it from the other driver. I'm so sorry. Don't worry, you'll be okay.
Yeah, right. Ish, I will be okay. You're in luck. Though, I made your favorite salads today. Grace, here you go. I dished for you too. You must be hungry.
Eat here? By the street side? Really? I'm not hungry.
That stomach of yours seems to be rumbling in disagreement.
Well, okay. Maybe just a little. So, Esther, you're from Malawi?
Yes. Born and bred on the shores of Lake Malawi. Rude to this so-called city of opportunity when we're still crying on your mother's lap. Not like these two young ones here, new to it all.
Am I so young? Eish, then why do I feel so old? Yeah, and I'm from that great bread basket itself, Zimbabwe. And Elizabeth here, my Zambian sweetheart, just like the African Cup of Nations.
whoa, Maxi, you have got that right. We'll form ourselves a new United Nations and elect me, Esther, first Secretary General of Traders.
Wow, that flavor, it's so unique.
Elizabeth is the best cook in the city.
Mmm, wow.
A hint of lemon, a dash of cumin, and Dana, my favorite.
And pig from Esther's very own garden by my eldest girl, and straight to your plate.
Your garden? In the city?
Just a tiny little patch, extra greens for the family, and a few extra coins for my pockets. I'm sure you don't get your fingers dirty at home, Gracie, but some of us have to stretch the budget. Probably can't even find your way to the kitchen at your house.
Actually, I'm very good in the kitchen. I love cooking, the way flavors blend together, making up new and unexpected dishes. Oh, look at the time. I have to run. I have class. Elizabeth, just a few more questions. Then I should have enough information.
Okay, wait. You drove here, right? You have a car.
My dad's, yeah?
Great. I'll answer all your questions tomorrow, 4:30 a.m. Meet me by the taxi rank.
What?
I can buy more stock. I'll save money on the transporters. Perfect.
Whoa. Okay, Gracie. Better get to class. And tomorrow, wear better shoes.
Grace, is that you? Good timing. Dinner is almost on the table. Your mother will be late tonight. You look exhausted.
Yeah, what a day. I'm doing the research I told you about with the market vendors. I hadn't realized how hectic their business is.
Oh, yes, that thing. I still don't get it. Why don't you go study a supermarket, a shop, a real business, or the stocks? Look here. My stocks are up. Study there. Then you'll learn and earn something.
I don't have a choice, Dad. It's an assignment. But I was surprised. They run the business efficiently, with accounting and stock and everything. And the food was really good. And Dad, so many customers. It's hard to believe one woman can actually do it by herself.
Come now, Grace. Those traders just mess up the streets. All over the place. Spilling here and there.
It was just different than I expected. I hadn't really thought about it. But they were upset today. The council is moving them. Something about a supermarket going in.
What? Where exactly were you? Which part of the city?
Near the taxi rank, on the way to the university.
Ah, there. Well, I'm sure what they have planned will be better than all those people scattered all over the sidewalks. Here is dinner. Thanks. Hey. Now this is meal. Chicken. Roast vegetables. Salad. And freshly baked bread.
Eish, Dad, I'll have mine tomorrow. I'm too tired to even chew. And I have a very early morning.
Tembi, I hope you finished your homework. Dinner is almost done. Dinner is almost done. And I'm almost done. 1.5 cups of rice instead of 2 today. I have to save a bit now that the market is moving. Maybe the girls won't notice. And this crony chicken, how do they even sell this as meat? Ish, my feet. Ah, there.
Tembi, keep an eye on the pot on the stove. I'm going to change and take those things out of your ears. I know you can hear me.
What a day. Today I need my sister's strength. Oh, this letter is getting so worn. I shouldn't carry it so much. Dear Elizabeth, I can't thank you enough for taking care of Tembi after I'm gone. I know you will love her as much as I do. She has the same light in her eyes as you do. She cares for others just like you too. She will be your big sister to your Ella. I know you will take good care of her. When she is older, you can tell her all I did was because I cared for her. But in the end, it's why I couldn't be with her. I want her to understand she doesn't take the same path the same risks. Sis Gloria, if you're up there somewhere looking after us, I could really use your help right now.
Excuse me.
Hey, Gracie. Not used to hard days working, huh?
Hard work, yes. 4 a.m., no. And so many people at the market at that time. It was good, though. While Elizabeth negotiated, I talked to some of the agents and transporters, which is great for my paper. The person who never seems to have time to answer my questions is Elizabeth herself. Though I'm starting to think she's keeping me around for the extra pair of hands and the car.
You think? Ah, that's horrible, man.
Ladies, still here? I thought you'll be already be off packing. Friday's coming fast.
I hope you're planning to pay for that.
Ah, come on now, sis. A gift from you to me. A thanks for not taking you from here straight away. Don't you respect a man in uniform, huh?
Ahem. Nati, a little space, please. I'm hungry, and I only have 20 minutes before I'm on the road again. Afternoon, Elizabeth. Grace?
You. I was on my way anyway, but I'll see you all again Friday. And if you don't want to see the inside of cells, be gone. Or at least bring a little something for a cold drink. But either way, you are gone.
Bye, Officer Nati.
Friday!
Coming right up, Max.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Grace, how's the research going?
Okay. Elizabeth is so busy, though. But I'm getting a better understanding of how informal business works.
Yeah, it may be informal, but this kind of trade is a huge part of our economy. Did you know that 70% of households buy from the informal sector? And nearly a third of households get food from informal markets and street vendors on a daily basis.
Really? Is that true? There is a lot of customers, sure, but it's not like a fast food place where people stream through all the time.
Haven't you seen? All kinds of people come here. Drivers, students from the university, office workers. Most can't afford the restaurants around here. Elizabeth's food is fast and healthy.
It's true. Sorry to say, but how is it that a driver knows all this?
What? You think just because someone drives transport, they don't read and think? You really have funny ideas. Also, I studied economics in Zimbabwe for 2 years. Then, no money at home, no food in the cupboards. So here I am.
I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to offend you.
No problem. I'll go back one day. But at home, well, my parents are old and no one is working. They depend on the money and food that I send.
Grace, please keep an eye for me, will you? I need to go to the loo.
Don't worry, Lizzie. I'm watching to make sure our skinny little Gracie doesn't dip into the pot.
Eish, that woman just doesn't stop. Oh, Elizabeth dropped a paper. With any luck, it's a stock list. Finally, I can learn a little bit about... Oh, dear Elizabeth, I can thank you enough for taking care of my Tembi after I'm gone.
What are you doing? Why are you reading my private things?
I'm sorry. I thought it was going to be a list or recipes. I didn't know.
No, you don't know, do you? Spoil daddy's girl here to do some research. You know nothing about having two kids to feed, standing on your feet all day and barely having enough for the pots at home. Then someone wants to come and take even that from you? What do you know? Nothing.
I'm so sorry.
Just go home. Get away from here.
I'm sorry I upset you. I'm so sorry.
At least it was a busy week. It will help tide us over a couple of extra days.
Oh, look who's coming. That little Grace? Now, Lizzie. The poor girl didn't mean any harm.
I know. I've been hoping she'd come by the last few days. I feel bad.
Hi, Elizabeth. I just wanted to say again, I'm sorry. I realize the letter is private and it hurt you. I would never have.
Grace, it's okay. I'm sorry I acted like that. I'm so stressed about what's happening, being forced to move, losing our customers and that letter. It gives me strength to make it through the day, but it also makes me sad.
You were close.
Best of friends. But it's not just that. I get so frustrated. I came here to go to school, to be a chef. I had big dreams. My life was all ahead of me.
What happened?
Coward husband just took right off.
My husband.
I can remember in the beginning how wonderful he was. Then things changed, and Tembi, he just didn't understand she had nowhere else to go. He used to call me Butterfly. I can remember he'd look into my eyes and say, "My butterfly, you'll be mine forever, until the day the stars fall out of the sky." By the time my sister passed and Tembi came, he was gone. But what could I do?
Wow, Elizabeth, I'm so sorry.
Come on now, it's in the past and we have work to do today. Here, take your apron and let's get busy. Grace, I hope you didn't fail your assignment because of me.
Due Monday, so let's get busy then. I hope finally you'll answer some of my questions.
You do salads, I'll fry.
So I know where you get your stock and who most of your customers are. What are your marketing strategies?
First, it's all in the inviting aroma. I have a lot of things pre-cooked, but at lunchtime, I start frying up a little garlic, a little ginger, and some chicken. The customers can't resist. What else? I treat every customer like a friend, so they keep coming back. And about once a month, I go over to the taxi rank with some takeaways and leaflets for the drivers. So they'll send people looking for food my way.
Wow, great ideas. And your biggest challenges?
Ish, challenges, where do I start? Doing everything on my own is hard, not the work. I can manage that. But if I get sick or one of the kids is sick, I don't make any money. And in the middle of the month, when people don't have money, it's bad. But the worst part is that sometimes the police will come and just take our things. And now the council is moving us with no notice and no choice. There's nothing to protect us.
Aish, is that what prevents you from making your business grow?
Yes and no. I don't have any proper business training, you know, for the management side of things. I'd like to study that, but the hardest thing is no money to invest in things, like somewhere more permanent, a better stove. I try to get a loan from a bank, but they said no.
You won't like a restaurant, really. I'll tell you a secret. It's always been my dream. This business thing, my dad, well, he's paying for the school, so I didn't have much choice.
Yeah, I had big ideas. A chain of restaurants, my own cooking show on primetime DSTV, Elizabeth Edible Eats.
Yakti, yakti, shush now. I'm trying to listen to the radio, and I can't hear a thing with all of your yapping. I love this guy. He really knows how to put people in their place.
We are reporting live from Broadway Avenue, outside Simply Best Furniture Shop, where it seems the owner, Mr. Mfundo, had nothing to say to us today about refusing his customers' refunds owed to them. But they can't get rid of us that easily. Keep tuning into Justice Served. He can't hide forever. This is your host, Soli Solomon, signing off. After another edition of Justice Served, keeping our eyes and ears on injustice everywhere.
Ah, you guys, you see, I missed the whole show.
Elizabeth, I'm sorry. I just remember something I have to do. I have to run. Sorry, I'll be back to help you with the cooking.
But Grace, you better finish your research now. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. It could be hectic.
It's okay, we'll talk later. Gotta go.
Strange girl.
Friday, I told you all to be gone. Why are you still here? Huh? Do you think you want to confiscate all your things? Is that what you want?
Please, at least wait until after the lunch rush. I need this last day of trading.
And I wonder how many of you is going to take to move Esther. Huh? How many?
We won't go.
Excuse me, excuse me. Who is in charge here?
I am. And who's asking?
This is Soli Solomon, your eyes and ears of the city, reporting live for Justice Served from First Street Market. And sir, you are in charge. Please tell us who you are and what's happening here today.
They are trying to take our food from our tables.
This work feeds our children and pays their school fees.
Is that microphone thing on?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, we are reporting live. By whose authority are you here today?
Well... I think you better talk to the big boss.
We'll wait. Standing by, this is Soli Solomon. We'll be spinning some tunes from the station for the next while we wait to find out what's going to go down here at First Street Market. Stay tuned. Don't touch the dial.
Grace, did you have something to do with this?
Let's just see what happens.
Good going, Grace. I ran all the way here. heard it on the radio at the depot. All the other drivers are on their way over too. And I saw some students from the university coming up the street with signs just behind me.
Where did all these people come from?
They buy their food here. If you take away the market, it's not just the vendors that suffer.
I'm glad you're here.
What's the issue? Just move them.
It's your supermarket that's being built. You can deal with that one there. Says he's from radio.
Dad, what's this about? Why are you here?
Grace, get in the car. This is a serious business. All these people have to go.
Dad, it's you who's building here. Dad, no. This is people's lives. You can't just move them suddenly like this with no place to go. They have homes and families.
Yeah. We are back on. Put me through life now. We are back on life with justice served, your eyes and ears in the city. Sir, we are told that you are the big boss. Tell us what is happening here today.
There seems to be a misunderstanding. We aren't taking away the market. We are just moving the market to make way for progress.
It seems the traders who make a living here aren't happy about the move, and neither their customers. Were any of them consulted?
No, of course not. This was a business transaction.
But these are businesses too. They feed families, and look around you. All of these people who came out, they eat here. Where will these people eat?
They can shop at the supermarket, of course.
They need the inexpensive, fast-cooked, healthy food. They've been eating here all along. And the traders, what provisions are being made for them if their business suffers because of the move?
Dad, please.
So what me to do then? Not build a supermarket? I already have money invested.
They want to be consulted, be part of a decision if they have to move, to where, and assisted to making the transition smooth. These traders have helped build this area. It's not fair to just push them out.
So, sir, what do you have to say?
Okay, fine. We'll put a hold on plans. Not forever, but I will see to it that committee is set up. And yes, of course, we'll call you people to be part of it. Please, just take that microphone off my face.
And there you have it, listeners. A happy ending to Justice Serve. That's not the end, though. Stay tuned as we keep tabs on what happens next, just to make sure no one changes their tune.
Grace, please. Now, will you get in the car and come home?
Yeah, Daddy, thanks. Elizabeth, I've got everything I need. I'm going home to write my paper. I'll come see you next week, but I know I'm going to get an A.
Grace, thanks so much for your help. Wait, for the two of you, takeaways to say thanks.
What? Takeaways. Okay, thanks.
Daddy, wait till you test the food.
Grace, a special treat for you. Chocolate mousse cake, extra chocolate, just how you like it.
And it's not even my birthday.
You don't even remember, do you? It's now 3 years since we opened this place.
What? Already? 3 years? Wow, it seems like yesterday when we were dealing with old Nyati.
Gracie, Rizzi, the customers are waiting. Let's go. Let's go.
And I thought it was our restaurant.
Esther is telling you, what would you do without me to keep the house so hustling, huh? Let's go. Let's go. And how do you call this a restaurant? We are still on the street. We are still market women.
Yeah, Esther, but this is gourmet market food.
Yeah. One feature in City Life magazine and an appearance on gourmet goodies. And now you think you are all trendy.
We are trendy. Daddy wasn't so wrong in the end. The business degree came in handy after all.
Yep, great food, good marketing, we did it. And the business mentoring for traders to upscale their business, we're really doing it, Grace.
Happy 3 years, Elizabeth.
I hate to run away on you tonight, but do you think you can manage? Max is home with the girls and he has an exam coming up. It's hard on him to work all day and study at night.
Before you go, Elizabeth, a toast to us for 3 years in making meals for the masses and to all the women and men who feed our cities. We salute you.
Hunger, African city. People in rows don't want to get home. Month end, money not reaching. 6 more days.
late. Enough I can take. Enough is enough. I need food on my plate. Out on your own.